This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on! Come on! What you really want?
I'm just picturing Jalen Hurts running out of a tunnel right now, ready to go win a football game.
Come on, fight or die!
High black. A.J. Brown dapping him up. I love this move. Sometimes the coaches do this. The light jog while the other people sprint by you. You know, maybe Jahan Dotson's a little too fired up. Saquon's got a good lead. Can't slow down with those thighs. And Jalen just going at a quarter pace. Light jog.
I feel like Jalen likes to go with the towel in the air.
The towel. The towel's a good move. Strong move. That's my quarterback.
He's got aura. He's first in the league in that.
Whoa. Well, we're getting somewhere with you. We got one. We got so far one attribute is top one in the league from you.
Top one in the league in aura. I will absolutely succumb to that.
But that aura is part of his elite play. It is. It's contagious. I'm not just saying that. The hoop. Who pulls off the hoop? Earring.
MJ, baby.
Exactly. So now you're telling me my quarterback's MJ, yet top five, maybe, in the league. Get real. You people, I'll tell you what. You guys are sick. Sick. Let's get to our Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, only at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is an update on our Twitter poll. The Twitter poll question is, where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? Top one is at 6%. Top three, 29%. Here's the leader. Top five, 53%. Out of the top five, 12%.
Yeah, see, yell at those 12%. Don't yell at me.
Well, I'm yelling at you too. There's a problem here. Once again, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, I'd say the best quarterback outside of Pat Mahomes right now, is Jalen Hurts. God just wins football games. I don't care how many yards Josh Allen has. I don't care how many yards Lamar Jackson has. I don't care about anything. You know, everyone talks about how Saquon means so much to the Eagles, blah, 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 blah. Well, the Ravens went out to get Derrick Henry. If Lamar was so special, and he is a good quarterback, but my point is, it doesn't make you any less of a good quarterback if you go out and get a special running back to marry with your quarterback. It doesn't make you any less of a good quarterback if you go get Derrick Henry, if you go get Saquon, if you go get him. It doesn't make you less. So stop looking at Jalen like it makes it less when the Ravens are even trying to improve their run game more with the Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but the Eagles are the best roster in football.
Because Jalen's on it.
I think that's part of it. But I think where the rest of the offense compared to the Ravens, the Eagles have a better offensive line. They have better receivers. And that's, again, that's not necessarily a knock on Jalen. Mm. But that's just when Lamar puts up record efficiency numbers this year and who I thought, for my money, was the MVP. Like, you can't just say that Jalen's better than him because he won more games. Like, I just don't think that Jalen is the sole reason for that, nor is Lamar the only reason they lost those games. And was Lamar not good in that playoff loss? Absolutely. And that's why my thing of Jalen being a big-time, big-game player, that's why he's so great for this team, because they're going to be in a ton of big games moving forward.
That's not why he's great for this team. That's why he's great.
Yes, that's why
big
he
difference.
Is. That's why he's the top five quarterback in football. No doubt about it for me.
But so this Lamar thing, let's use this for a second, because it kind of reminds me, and if we jump into a different sport in the NBA, right? What if there's an example of someone who in the NBA regular season averages 37 points per game? Okay?
Okay.
So he's dominant. And then in the playoffs, he averages 21 points per game for 5 years.
So we're talking Joel Embiid right now.
I wasn't, honestly.
Honestly, it's the right comp, though.
I wasn't going in any Sixers direction. But I'm just trying to lay out a situation where if you say MVP, Lamar Jackson, all these numbers, but then every single year in the playoffs for a while now, not 1 year. If it was 1 year, I'd give him time. But it's been a while now, and they still can't get over the hump. And he's been doing this MVP regular season thing for a long time. At some point, you say Jalen just knows how to win, big moments, this and that. Well, Lamar's missing that. He's missing that element to his game. And if he doesn't have that, then he can't be better than Hurts.
I understand what you're saying with that, but I think that just proves that Jalen is an elite winner more than he is skills of being a quarterback.
Then he's an elite quarterback. Because if he's an elite winner, then he's an elite quarterback.
That's why I'm putting him in that tier.
But then he's got to be better than Lamar.
I don't think he's better than Lamar.
So you're telling me he's an elite winner. Lamar's not an elite winner. He's an elite talent.
Yes.
Then Jalen's better than Lamar. Because what's more important than winning?
It just depends on what you value more. Yeah, sure.
Well, like, I think how do we not value winning more?
I put a lot of stock into what's around Jalen, other than Lamar, who has Zay Flowers as his best receiver right now, who Devontae Smith is better than.
But I can't shake valuing a skill set more than literally, because all you want that skill set to actually result into is winning. Like, that's all you would want that skill set to do is win. So if you have the elite winner, then what are we doing?
That's why I think he's perfect for this team.
No, he's perfect. Why does it have to be perfect for the team? His elite winning, if he's elite at winning, then whatever structures around him in other spots, he'd win there.
I don't know if he's winning with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if he's putting up more wins.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Around Jalen is clearly much better.
Wins. Yeah, sure. There's plenty. Yes, if you put Jalen on the Cleveland Browns who lost 16 games, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Fair. But that's
a little extreme.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of how of course, no doubt. But if you put him in a situation where there's competence around him, can his elite winning carry them to maximize that roster because of his greatness? I think
yes,
the answer is yes.
We agree on that. Absolutely.
So then he is a perfect. If your quarterback is maximizing your team anywhere he goes, then there's something special about that quarterback.
No, I think he is a special quarterback, and that's why I think he is one of the best in football. But at the same time, I'm not going to act like there weren't problems this year with the offense when A.J. Brown in week like 12 or 13 asked what's wrong with the offense, and they say passing. Did he get better off of that? Sure. And is that what maybe the team needed in order to get to the next level and for Jalen to play well in those last few games? Sure. But I'm not just going to sit here and act like there weren't problems with the passing game this year as opposed to other teams.
Sure. He's not perfect. They won a Super Bowl with this passing game. So maybe if they weren't living up to their standard, that's a journey. That's how this goes, right? You're going to go through ups and downs. You're going to go through getting hit below the belt. You're going to have tough moments. And throughout that time of the passing game being wrong, well, they win 10 in a row with the elite winning. So we got our elite winner having their number one wide receiver say something's wrong. And during that process, the elite winner finds a way to win 10 in a row. It's my quarterback. 215-592-9494. John in South Jersey. You're on WIP. Yo, John.
Yo, man. Hey, thank you for having me on. Great show today.
Thank you.
Jalen Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know what? I hear all these other names, but guess what? They didn't win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did.
That's right.
Right. I think he's number one in my book right now. So he was able to utilize that team. He went and dominated the number one team in football. Come on, man. For a Philadelphia fan, it's the greatest time ever. To watch them go and dismantle the Chiefs was one of the best things I ever saw.
I agree. As much as I would love to put Jalen one, my body won't let me, and I still have to go Pat Mahomes. But I do think Jalen Hurts at this particular time is the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
All right, so guess what? We won the Super Bowl, and Patty Mahomes is sitting on the couch.
That's right.
So anyway, hey, the really where it nailed it home for me was, did you see the segment they talked about, the screensaver that he had on his phone?
Yes.
I'm talking about Jalen Hurts now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, and, you know, he saved that and left it on his phone until he won his Super Bowl, and the man did it, right? So as for me, I would love for Philadelphia to come up with maybe April Fool's Day to be a fan, an appreciation to New York fans, to say thank you for all the pieces that you gave us. Saquon raised Jalen's level of play. He had so many options, made him a better quarterback, and that's why he won the Super Bowl. I'm so glad to be a Philadelphia fan right now. I grew up with bad years, watched them with Bill Burry and Coe Tight and the whole thing, and it was just a glorious day for Philly.
It was a glorious day. 1 week ago, we were reacting. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're getting some work done at the house. We originally added on because we committed to staying in this house. We're going to raise our family in this house. So we decided, instead of moving in this crazy world that is financially, we say, you know what, let's build on. Now it's time to attack the basement. All right, so it's time to attack the basement. We got a guy working on our basement. We were talking a little bit about the game, Super Bowl. He was over this morning, and he goes, yeah, my son, he's got no clue. He's one of those. He's one of those that thinks this is normal. 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. You had the World Series run, losing in Game 6 to the Houston Astros. But still, the journey this city went on in that particular season was one of the best Red Octobers we've had in a while. Then you get one game away from going back-to-back World Series. Now, these are losses, but his kid is in his early teens, 13 years old. He just thinks, we get runs nonstop. Well, my whole life, I was listening to my dad talk about the Broad Street Bullies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Forever! Oh, the Broad Street Boy, you missed out on the Broad Street. Nothing was like Dave Schultz. Nothing was like Bobby Clark. Nothing was like those Cups. You'll never see anything like it again. These kids don't get it, man. They don't get it.
Well, I just sort of missed out on the 01 to 04 heartbreaks because I was born in the year 2000, so I don't really obviously remember those. And like my first Eagles memory, probably the 2008 NFC Championship.
Okay.
And I'm at the point where my dad will say the same thing to me where he's like, you realize you have three championships in your life. My life, and he was born in 1968, up until I was born, he's like, I saw four total. So that was like something that he always hammers home now. And it is pretty funny that I guess if you've been born from when I've been born on up, it is sort of something that you kind of expect to win a championship every now and then, and that's not how it always was.
Now, why do you think you expect it?
QB1. MJ and Kobe combined.
You don't expect this type of stuff if you got crap playing quarterback. Know what I'm saying? If you had, I don't know, any of these guys in this league, right? Baker Mayfield, as that CBS Sports reporter said.
See, I'm not going that far.
I think you are.
Oh, come on.
I think you like Trevor Lawrence.
Stop.
Derek Carr. If you could start a franchise, you would pick Tua over Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, the guy who has not been healthy for three seasons.
I've been listening to you for 2.5 hours, all right? I know where your mind's at. All right, speaking of Jalen, though, let's take a listen to his speech at the parade. Jalen thanked someone, and it's very important to note the way he thanked them because of all the controversy. Here's Jalen.
And that starts with Coach Nick Sirianni. I want to thank Coach for his intentionality, his fight, his passion, and seeing it through.
What's attentionality? I'm Googling it.
Yeah, that might be a made-up word.
No, it's not. Is it? Attentionality means relating to attention.
Wow.
Which is a cognitive ability that involves focusing on information.
Hey, he went to grad at Oklahoma. I didn't.
Hold on a second. So not only is my quarterback the swaggiest, okay, the coolest, not only is he MJ 2.0, according to you and myself, but my man is a wordsmith? My man can smoke cigars with a backwards Kangle. Not many people can pull that off. And he's hitting us with attentionality? Dude. And you want Tua.
Okay. Stop.
You want Derek Carr.
I said top five.
You said Derek Carr could win with this team because they're so stacked.
Oh, now you're making stuff up.
Quote, end quote.
Now you're making stuff up.
I really wish they drafted Jared Goff.
You want these people to come outside with me with pitchforks and signs that are going to take me down here.
I'm just telling the people what you said to me in the pre-show.
Oh, no. Come on. Killing me. You act like I'm Jack Fritz here.
Nah, I'm just having fun. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Heights. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? Let me continue the fun. You think Daniel Jones can win with this team, too?
Yeah.
See, now we're twisting words.
I think you said Daniel Jones. You said Sam Darnold. Just go through the list, Mike. You said them all.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. But, man, I'm going to be real quick, man. I think Hurts, so I'm a business owner, and Hurts would be the perfect employee because he cares about the company like it's his own. And he follows the game plan to a T. All about them X's and O's, and a lot of them big plays that Saquon had. My man was reading the defense, audible into it, and what? Saquon's successful because of him, and you know, and a little part of it.
You know what? I love that point. You're so right. And that's not to discredit Saquon's ability to have the home run hit or anything, but you're right. If Jalen is there at the line of scrimmage and the play was, I don't know, something else, and he realizes, you know what, we got a better shot here if we run, and he checks to it, and then Saquon goes off, Jalen deserves just as much credit as Saquon does for that touchdown happening.
Yep, and he don't get it. It is. And one other point I wanted to make, because I was so confident going into the Super Bowl, but Tom Brady made me that confident because you talked about how when he played the Chiefs and how he played Spags and how he studied the game, and that's what it would take for the Eagles to win, a veteran quarterback that's going to pay attention to the details. And he described Jalen Hurts to a T. So I knew that we was going to go into that game and win. I didn't know it was going to be like that. But I knew we was going to go into that game and win. And even with the defense playing so good, the offense looked good too, because Hurts got to come back up and score to keep the game unreachable for them.
Mike, they said, and thank you so much, maybe get some gas. Seemed like you had low fuel.
I was thinking maybe the key fob was out of the car.
Okay, maybe that was it. I was thinking he needed some gas. But I lost my train of thought over a stupid gas joke that wasn't even funny.
You got to.
It wasn't even funny.
You know, wouldn't let that get to them.
Jalen Hurts.
Damn right.
Yeah, he's way more mentally stable than I am. I never said I was on the same mental capacity rate. That doesn't even make sense. Of Jalen Hurts. What the hell are we talking about?
Tensionality?
No, that was way before that. Jalen, Super Bowl, scoring a lot of points. Man. I had to make that dumb joke. Let's go to Sharon in Glassboro.
Hey, man.
What's up, Sharon?
I had to call in to the Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day show.
I'm glad.
I appreciate Jalen Hurts so much, and I've not gotten to talk about this yet.
So go ahead. Talk to me. What do you love about him?
I have notes in front of my face. I have notes in front of my face, Rhodes.
Let's go. Hit me with the notes.
I Love Jalen Hurts manifesto written up in front of my face.
Hit me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I love this guy. Before I even started getting into the game of football this year, I liked Jalen Hurts. I think he was one of my first points of investment in the Eagles.
Wow.
I love this guy. So first of all, on the field, dude's a winner, and he's making such a statement on what matters most in a football game, which is winning in any way possible and nothing else. And that is exactly what he does. Even in games where he might not be having his best game, he still finds a way to win. You can call him what you want. Game manager. You can say he's not a running back, whatever. I don't care. He wins games, and that's what matters. And he can win in any way. And we saw that in his Super Bowl masterclass. The 70 rushing yards, the pass to Dotson, the pass to Devontae Smith, his reads on the defense. It was beautiful. I actually watched Jalen Hurts in that game. I said beautiful out loud at the screen several times. But the thing that stuck with me the most about that Super Bowl broadcast wasn't even a part of the game. It was after the game, and it was Jalen being interviewed on the field and looking up at the green confetti and smiling, having to pause when answering the interviewer because of how much this moment was impacting him. It was seeing him hug his dad. It was knowing everything he's gone through, knowing how much crap he takes from the media, from the fans, knowing how much he fights to always improve and keep winning, and seeing him finally arrive at that moment, watching him lift the Lombardi, seeing that video, you know, the video from the locker room after the game, he's sitting with the trophy, smoking a cigar, singing along to one of his favorite songs. It felt like the first time I've ever seen Jalen Hurts not satisfied, because he's absolutely not satisfied, and that's another thing I love about him, but at peace. And it was so good to see that. The last 4 years of his life, at least the last 4 years, have been all about that exact moment. I can't think of anyone else who deserves it more than him. And I'm so happy for him. One last thing. I appreciate Jalen Hurts because it's not just his game that I respect. It's not just who he is on the field, but it's who he is off the field. It's his all-female management team. It's how he's taken action to support Philadelphia schools in practical ways through his foundation. And on a personal note, as a woman, as someone getting her master's in teaching, as a future teacher, I'm proud to say that my quarterback takes action to genuinely support people and causes that I really believe are important, and he doesn't do it for his image. And that's the guy I want to see lifting the trophy any day, the one who I know will use his platform and his success to empower others and give back to the community. And I love knowing that I have a quarterback that I'm proud to support, win or lose, because of how gracefully he carries himself, his mental toughness and perseverance, his humility, and what he stands for. And that's what I came here to say. Thank you, Broads.
Thank you.
That was epic. I'm not
going to lie. Wow! A standing ovation. A standing ovation. That's what Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day is all about!
I might have him top four after that.
We're going to have two more hours of just me clapping. Are you kidding me? I got goosebumps. That's my quarterback.
You should have Sharon sitting in this chair.
She may come in one day to do a segment.
That was epic.
Wow! All right. I don't know how we recover. I don't know what we do from here. But I'll tell you what. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number to participate in Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Coming up next, we're going to take a little detour. Okay? Devin Caney is in Clearwater. She's getting all fillied up. She talked to Topper.
Don't get me started.
She talked to Bryson Stott. Okay? She talked to the people down there. We're going to get a little check-in. And then, of course, I want her thoughts on Jalen Hurts. Because, well, he's the best to ever do it. 215-592-9494. It's Broads in for the afternoon show. Coming up next, Devin Caney from Clearwater. You're not going to want to miss it. It's 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.